Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Pretty easy to take advice from someone who is, you know, that unbelievably fit. And they laugh at me and I cuss him out all the time. So the relationship is, he knows me already, you know. He'll say something, up for some lunges? I said, oh, yeah. Yeah, Tim, always up for some lunges. Let's do that.
Then you go to the cabinet, Mike, and you get a box of wooden matches.
Okay.
Wooden kitchen matches.
I get it.
And then back out, sometimes to the patio, sometimes to the deck. And
that what you do, spark up?
Yeah, you spark up a big fat blunt, and it's off to the races. I freaking love it. And I said to my doctor, I said, lost weight, no drinking, lots of grass. He says, good for you.
Ron Bennington of the Ron and Fez Show is really just a variation on Don Corleone.
I was listening to Ron Bennington, and the way
the word that he used that made me stop is obsessive.
I think he's obsessive with that. It's obsessive.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
You know, when you spend a weekend in tearing apart one studio and then rebuilding it in another part of the home, and then you tweak everything and you really get excited about, coming in with adjustments to video and adjustments to audio. And you spend hours tweaking it just to make sure it's just right. If you ever do anything like that, please don't rely on Rob and Pony to give you feedback. Because it is the most soul-sucking, low-energy, non-existent... Total, just all they're thinking about is one thing. CYA, CYA. Say there is no, there was not an acknowledgement of, hey, it looks different or anything. I don't know what I was late.
What's so great?
Mouth, hold on just a second. We'll get to your energy in a second. Welcome back to driving into work, though. I think it's going to kill him, Oscar. I think it might kill him. I truly do.
In what
way?
But
anyhow, we'll get to that. So, and by the way, the lighting is a little different in your studio, or you are officially turning yellow. I'm not sure what's happening with
Mike,
that. But
please don't say turning yellow.
Okay.
That's not a good symptom.
It's just, I don't know what's wrong with the light. It's weird. Getting back to that, though. So, Oscar is at home. I am where I always am, but in a different room in the house. And Rob has made his first foray into work today in 2022, the year of that's on the Mike O'Mara Show. As it continues, the very latest news, if you were not listening to the bonus show, you would not be aware Oscar is broadcasting from home due to the fact that Thursday he popped for positive COVID and left us in the studio and went into a fire drill. I guess went down an alley somewhere in D.C. and began sobbing uncontrollably. But we didn't know until that night what was going on.
Well, the alley, Mike, was where the rapid test was.
Yeah, it was same day testing.
Exactly.
The famous alley in Georgetown.
Same day
so,
alley.
So anyway, this is why when Carla said to me earlier, she said, you got everything all set? I said, yeah. She said, are you excited? I said, no. No, and now I know why I wasn't excited, because I knew I thought that there might be. I guess the biggest success is the fact that there is no
if there's
change
not a problem.
No,
in
instantaneously,
everything,
you sounded perfect, and your set looks
the
same.
Don't do what you didn't do before the show, because the show you were in wherever you were not here. And Pony, getting feedback from Pony is like pulling teeth, and I wasn't sure what was going on. And all I wanted, you know what? Okay, I'll give it to you, straight as an arrow. Every now and then, even the guy with his name on the show wouldn't mind an attaboy. Every now and then, the guy that has done all this tweaking and the saga of rebuilding this with, I believe the name of the company is Omnirax. That is the name of the furniture that can so beautifully kiss my Irish ass that, it is a magnificent piece of broadcasting furniture.
Omnirax technically means every rack. So
Omnirax means
the top of the line.
Unable to get down a hallway. That's what Omnirax means.
A little wide?
Curved, wide, but we'll get to that in a sec. You know what? And now I'm trying to get... I've got a fan up here. God damn it. But anyhow, that's all. I've successfully moved.
Your lighting looks better. I'm not sure what you guys did, but your lighting looks
better. The lighting was a last-minute deal that you would laugh your asses off if you saw what I have two of the most beautiful little baby lamps, one on my right side, one on my left side, that suddenly solved the problem. Every one of those LED circle lights
vanity lights.
How would you describe the plastic that those are made of? The kind of plastic where if it's an 80 degree room, you will it'll melt because it's so flimsy. They both broke during the move.
Wow, you wouldn't think that the plastic in a lamp would be so heat sensitive because it's on a lamp.
And I tweaked it last night, but then I came back in and I tweaked it again today. And I'm just, there's one thing where we could have used Oscar and the Bolivian Nightmare, because Oscar, I will tell you, if you looked in the back of this Omnirax wonderful piece of broadcast furniture, you would see what I like to call angel hair pasta. Of cables, because nothing has been run underground, nothing has been run through the wall, nothing has been crimped, nothing has been tied. Everything is connected, though. Everything is connected, and I'm very happy. And as far as the audio, you'll notice that I can talk like this, and it doesn't sound like I'm in.
No, it's much better.
Oh, it's great.
It's working better. Yeah. It's working better. But boy, oh boy, what a... I just was so crestfallen.
Do you think you'll go back
in
and do cable management, or are you just going to leave it lay?
No, I'll go. I'll probably do it. I might
I'll
leave
fly
it.
Down
it's just
and help
it's
out.
A, no. You don't have to fly down for cables. You've avoided it. You'll never be here. That's cool though. I'm fine. I'm happy with the way everything worked out. We ended up really. This is the only function for this room now is my office. This is permanent. We don't have anything else in here. It's not going to be a utility room.
Yeah, the Murphy bed.
The bed moved into the den. We moved the bed into the den where we will open it up when we have family, but otherwise I'm going to make drinks on it.
What was the
easier? That's the way that's going to go.
What was the easier move, the Omnirax or the Murphy bed?
All right, now let me begin. So for those of you that didn't hear Friday, originally the plan was that Oscar was going to fly down from Washington, D.C., get here probably Friday at 4:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
On Thursday, we taped a show in the afternoon, Thursday afternoon. And in between shows, Oscar vanished. And everybody that's listened to the bonus show, by the way, I don't know what the numbers are lately. I don't know what the physical numbers are. But, I believe I'm talking to still 5 to 6% of the audience when I'm talking to the people that know what happened, correct? Would that be accurate,
correct.
Oscar?
Absolutely correct.
So for the majority of it, you don't know that Oscar vanished, and we had no idea what was going on. And we finally, determined that we would reconvene, and the way I was planning it is that we would tape our bonus show on Friday when Oscar arrived down here.
Right, which was a good plan.
Why was it a good plan?
Because of the energy of having him there with you would have been something new.
Would have
something
been a
new.
Helpful hand.
Yeah,
it would
have been neat. I would have liked that.
At about 7 o'clock at night.
He's just trying to help, Mike.
At about 7 o'clock at night, I find out Oscar's positive. Mm-hmm. And the first words out of Carla's mouth were, "Does he have the paper?" And all Carla has to do with a paranoid, which is what I am, is plant that seed. So the whole bonus show was, I thought, hysterically funny As I was questioning the veracity,
my favorite
in a joking way, of Oscar having COVID, which I always believed he had.
My favorite part is when you started the bonus show after we hadn't talked, really, all day. And when you were teasing what was coming up, you said, and Carla's thought. And I knew away where our next 60 minutes was going to take
us. Rob knew immediately what the deal was. It was funny. And it was just, you know, it was just a weird, weird energy. And the thing that was the most unique was that we were, I think Oscar was probably relieved to a certain degree to not have to be jumping on an airplane again. And we were kind of relieved that even though Oscar was coming down to work, it's still having somebody visit.
And yeah,
it's something we're not used to on any level at all. So once that was all done, the bottom line was we had already prepped to get this done with a cable guy coming out, because my modem, the junction box was very confusing to me, knowing what cable went where, and combination of DirecTV and Comcast. So the plan was we were going to go ahead and get that moved, get the modem in here, which went swimmingly. You know how, are you guys like me, if you have somebody coming to your house for a service call, specifically a cable service call, and we've certainly had enough of them in our careers with relying on this behemoth to do what we do for a living, you pretty much have a sixth sense of a cable guy being competent or not.
Oh, the second and they walk in.
This guy comes to the door, I want to say late 40s, and I know instantaneously that he's competent. And I think he was in this house for maybe 12 minutes.
Now, here's a question that is really, really sort of paramount with a cable guy. What was the time window they gave you, and when did he arrive?
8 to 10 was the time window, which is a narrow one.
Yeah.
And I got the call at 8:25.
That's pretty good. That's
well, we had
good.
All sorts of stuff we had to take care of, too. So we had to, because it was my nutritionist body assessment day, and it was training day, so I'm training, so we got all this stuff going on, and he comes in and bing bang boo. This is when I really felt like an idiot, because he opens up what we have as a junction box, and it's got all the different splitters for where the cable goes in the house. And I said, I didn't know which Comcast cable this was. He said, these are DirecTV cables. And I'm like,
okay.
I felt like a king moron, but he fixes it. He said, then it's off to do what we do all day long. And the determination is made at the end of the day, Saturday. We are going to get up bright and early and tackle this on Sunday morning. With that said, I said, well, let's at least move the furniture, the console, studio console that I use. Let's at least move that into the room. And we start to wheel it down the hallway. And I would estimate it's about 60 inches wide, 30 inches deep.
Okay.
And it's curved.
Okay.
It's curved for the
almost a half moon situation.
Like a half moon. And so we start wheeling it down, and then it's like, and it just wedges. I said, oh, you know, all we have to do is we just have to curve it the other way and then turn it around in Michael's room and bring it back. Well, we can't fit it in the door of any of the
30
doorways
inches
here.
Is the standard width of a doorway.
And then the fun begins.
At one point, did you wheel it? Now, how big are the casters? Are they decent casters that if you're
they're
on
decent.
Okay, so
I went to bed. I'm going to make this, because this is boring.
No.
I'm going to make this short and sweet, where we went to bed Saturday night believing that I was going to take a dolly and we were going to stand this thing on its end. And I went to bed depressed, thinking, in the morning, there's a chance that I will severely injure myself.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to avoid that, especially if it's on wheels.
And now, in the meantime, I had taken off the top shelf on it. It's a two-tier.
It jets back.
Yeah, yeah.
Correct.
Piece of console furniture. And then, you know, in the meantime.
So you had to get under it for that. That's always fun.
In the meantime, I ran out to Ace or Home Depot. No, Ace Hardware.
Yeah.
To pick up some different things. Had Sirius Satellite on. And, you know, I'm a dialectician. And somewhere in the middle of that, I make a determination and I become obsessed with it that Ron Bennington of the Ron and Fez show is really just a variation on Don Corleone.
That's
because I was listening. I was
listening to Ron Bennington and the way
and the word that he used that made me stop is obsessive.
I think he's obsessive with that. It's obsessive. He likes to say his S's. That's what
I'll
was doing.
Never so be able to unhear this. You've ruined Ron Bennington for me.
I know both your boys would like it. It's just kind of the way he talks. Like, it's just kind of, he kind of rolls everything off
it's
like that.
It's so perfect.
Yeah, it is.
Well, you know what? I mean, I don't know, during all this furniture putting together,
all I had in the back of my mind was Fezzy. Fezzy don't like that. That's, it's obsessive. So she's super funny. So laugh riot. She's such a laugh, right? You're going to bring her over. She's going to be. Make sure it's Ron Bennington. Right, make sure it's the Bennington show.
Fezzy, you know?
Rest in peace, Fezzy. Fezzy was my partner for a while. Now I work with my daughter. And she's super nice.
Do you have a cat?
Well, I don't know. I don't know the show well enough.
I was going to say, because I picture him like the Godfather sitting in the air studio stroking a cat.
Come on, Pussy Willows. So that would be if Ron Bennington was talking about going down to. I was in the Meadowlands and I was collecting Pussy Willows. That's what it.
So I just obsessed over that boy, and I thought I'd bring that into.
I love it.
I'm all over the place. So, Top Shelf's taken over. I look at the bottom of this thing. I know that you guys remember. If you remember correctly, we had a handyman. Yeah, we had a handyman put this thing together for us.
Right,
and it took him like nine days to do it.
Was it the gentleman who delivered it? No, a handyman did come over.
I think we had our regular handyman guy come down and put it together. So the idea of taking this second shelf off was terrifying. Enter Superwoman. This is where being married to someone who is younger, flexible, can get down low. This is not to say I could not have accomplished this. I could have. It would have been a tedious, backbreaking endeavor for me to get that low, Mrs. O'Mara. And then, of course, like all great pieces of furniture, you require not a screw, not a bolt. You require the lovely Allen wrench.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
Who designed the Allen wrench was designed. We want to offer you something that's that long, that's going to take 10 hours to Mrs. O'Mara dove down below and took the top shelf off of this behemoth of furniture. Wow. When she did, the two pedestals that I thought, because I'm a moron and I don't look at things and I'm not handy, I thought they were going to be connected and we still might have a tight squeeze. Suddenly, the top part comes off.
Ding.
The two cabinets that are supporting it separate into two perfectly little pieces. We bring it back in, put it back together, and voila! Phantasmagorical.
Back in business.
That's perfect.
I can yell at the top of my lungs in this studio. I have the lighting that I want, even though it's a little washed out. I am happy as a clam, and we did it, and I was super proud of it. And then I came in today, and Rob was talking to Pony, and nothing. I got nothing. I was very frustrated. I wanted a little bit. Hey, that looks really sounds good. They would. I don't think they even knew that I was switching studios.
No, I absolutely knew.
I called both Rob and Mr. Bloom yesterday, last night, and explained to them, hey, like, this is what's going on. We discussed other business as well to say, you know, in fairness to Rob, it's his first day back. And I said, if you need anything, please call me. Like, if there's anything off or anything you need.
Right.
And I talked to Bloom at length saying, hey, think about this, please. For the love of God, let's not mess this up on Rob's first day back. He hasn't been in the studio in some time. Please look at his iPads early so you don't have to deal with it right before the show. because, and he goes, yeah, the cables are run. I said, I know the cables are run, but he needs to get levels, and he's been gone for a little bit, so please double check them.
And I just think sure the whole thing, the whole thing, Oski is just really, really sounds good.
Oski.
I think it's really, really fantastic. His sounds are good. Your sounds are good from your TV picture's good, Oski. Your TV picture's really, really good. I don't know if anybody ever knows Ron Bennington, if they're not listening to Sirius. That's what it is. So we're gonna.
How's your daughter?
I do the show with her now.
Yeah,
Robbie. I knew the
Robbie show, and Oski.
Robbie and Oski and Mikey. That's
such a nice man. Such a nice man. Ron Bennington, really one of my.
But
really,
so Matt got the cue, and when I got on, when I logged on, I heard the iPads being tested. I'm like, oh, this is weird. Thought this been done earlier because you guys got there early, right?
No, they tested them when I logged in at 8:55.
Oh, what happened, Pony?
Well, this morning I was working on getting you hooked up on the
God, Comrex. You have the BS ready. I mean, it's just such a
how hard.
Go
is
ahead.
That?
I'm sorry.
You just hit a button.
Well, I mean, I was on the phone with you, trying to get that taken care of, and then
that's a 56. I logged in at 56.
He just quit.
Yeah,
I can't lie anymore. I'm just going to say.
What else can I say? I mean, I was
nothing,
trying to
obviously.
Deal with something, and then the iPads, we got them hooked up as soon as possible this morning when Rob got here. And
what time did Rob get here?
I got here at about 8:40 and into the studio at about 8:50, I think. I mean, I had them tested at home. I just needed to make sure that the level was fine. And there was
I didn't understand it either. That's the point, Oscar. I didn't understand what they were doing because you're in there all the time. I thought everything was fine, but you know, yeah. It wasn't. But anyhow, we're here, and the good news is that everything is working. We're very happy about that because we're all amateur engineers. The bad news is, and I could have told you this when we logged in with Oscar from home on Friday, standing right next to him.
Oh yeah,
breathing his disease.
Breathing my air, my
was
disease
was
there.
Mrs. Zeballos, who Oscar has informed me she popped for it too.
Correct.
When did that? Because correct. She was negative as
Friday.
Of broadcast time.
Right.
But when did she get symptomatic at all over the weekend?
No, she got a PCR test on another PCR test on Friday morning, and that you know can either take half a day. Depending on what you pay, or a full day.
Right.
It's funny, because you think that there's so many PCR tests available now that paying $300 for a PCR test that's rapid should have gone down by now.
Well, they do, to be fair, they put rapid in quotation marks. That way you can't hold them to it. Yeah.
So we got that information on Saturday morning via text that she was positive. So... you know, she
and both
fine.
Of you, how are you feeling today?
I feel fine. I feel a little logy, but as I told Mike via text that I should be thankful for not having because like terrible symptoms. Because ideally, from everything I've read and what I've talked to my father, that if we were going to get terrible symptoms, it would have happened now, right?
Good.
It's in the early onset
and
side.
with vaccinations.
He said,
obviously,
luckily you've been vaccinated, so you're not, you know,
actually,
you're not
if
going
you're,
down.
Oscar
go ahead,
inspired
Rob.
Me. I got my second booster on Sunday. I did because, I said, you know what, this is still happening. So I'm double boosted now, too.
Are you, as far as your weight is concerned, is your weight as low as you've been?
No. I've still got
you
a little
were when you did
go.
the weight not thing, you were lower?
How much are you down?
I am down 71 pounds this morning.
Yeah.
Wow. Now you're not making
that shirt looks like a balloon shirt on you.
I know. It used to be the buttons used to file for grievances, but now, this is a big shirt now. This is a big shirt now.
And how are you feeling since we're checking in with everybody?
Can you pull your shirt back to see how skinny you actually are? So no, in front of the camera.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, pull it back. Oh wow,
that's a lot for you.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I've got a little while to go, but yeah,
you look great.
It's been basically the clean eating and the eating regularly on regular intervals. And, no drinking. There's that.
Don't talk like that.
Yeah, don't.
No, that's probably the main reason for the weight loss.
Hey, all that money you saved on drinking, can you walk across the street and get some new shirts? Because you look like a clown in those now.
No, he looks fine. I think it's good. It's look fun to wear larger. It's fun to wear larger clothes when you've lost
weight. I don't know where I'm going to land, so I'm going to wait a couple weeks or a month or so before I buy anything or get anything altered because I want to see where I'm at.
You mean what? What does that mean? Like if you're going to
lose
die
more
or something?
Weight? No, if I'm going to lose more weight. Try not to take a negative view of everything, Mike.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to figure
I'm
out.
Okay
you seemed a little low energy when you came in. Is it tiring to get up early, make the commute, and do what
no,
you
what it is,
done
I
before?
Was actually sort of in my head because I have it. Today is 2 months since I've been to Podcast Village. And I was sort of
it's
running
called Podville now, you know.
Well, was it 2 months ago? I don't know. It's been forever. Okay. So this is my first day in 2 months at Podville Media. And I was going through sort of a lot of things in my head to make sure that we had a smooth beginning. So if it came off as low energy or disinterest, it wasn't that. It was trying to make sure everything was okay.
I think that ultimately everything worked out. And we now can
What are
maybe
you laughing at, Mike? Why are you smirking?
I'm laughing at it. When I think about the goat that this show has been over the last 2 months, and then in the last week when, you know, it's just been nonstop, and thank God we enjoy coming in here and chatting. If that was, you know, because everything behind the scenes has been semi chaotic. We've gotten through it okay, but it's been a little chaotic. Let's get back to your health, Oscar. What is your prognosis? What are you planning on doing? What do they tell you you have to do? When do you know that you're symptomatically out of the woods and all that, which I really hope for?
What I'm reading is 5 days. If I can. So
does that count Friday?
It includes not just work days, 5 days.
5 business days, Mike.
Five days should get you to a spot where you think you should know you're in the clear. And then you should be able to test. You will probably test positive for the next few days. But as soon as you test negative with a rapid test, you're clear to come back.
I know you're a person that does deep dives, and we haven't visited this in a long time since COVID. And by the way, I'm hearing from your neck of the woods also, and you look at the maps and you see that, you know, the Northeast right now is going through a bit of a spiky.
Sure.
And so it's concerning for you do deep dives on this stuff without symptoms. I know you've read everything there is about what happens, even if you're not symptomatic. Is there anything down the road? Do you have any worries? Do you have any concerns? Yeah.
What I've read was that if you don't have symptoms, the probability
you're not going to get long COVID.
Low COVID is low.
All okay. right, can you still also, smell and taste chicken fingers
without being gross? It's a matter of the viral load that you've been exposed to.
That's a category
which gives you the.
Category of porn?
Yes, the viral load.
I bet there were a lot of
don't click
viral loads in Canoga Park.
Oh dear.
So if you
a lot of viral loads, lots of viral loads.
Don't look at that, Ron. Don't look.
Sorry about that. Bennington Show on Sirius.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry, Oscar.
And then I there was a part of me that looked into getting an antiviral for the COVID overall, because I have read that if you are vaccinated and you take an antiviral, it could shorten the lifespan of your COVID infection.
Oh, they love it down here because they donated to DeSantis.
DeSantis. And so the viral...
Do you know about Governor DeSantis, Ron Bennington?
Oh, he's a monster. He's a monster.
So you've heard of the antiviral movement?
Have I heard of him? That's every corner. You couldn't go 3 feet to Husky. You couldn't go 3 feet without hearing a viral, antiviral, you know, set up in a school or something like that. get a slice of pizza, go down and get an antiviral.
Do they sell antiviral at Two Boots?
Two Boots pizza is just fantastic, Robbie.
That's your favorite, isn't it?
That's a Bennington Show on Sirius. You can also get us on Raw Dog.
Wake up, Ron. Right, no,
it's not a high energy show. Never it's has not. Been.
No.
It never was back in the day.
He was a great counterbalance to Fez, who
you needed
in the
a
day,
Fez.
Yeah.
Doesn't have a Fez anymore.
No.
And it's all
Fez
Ron.
Passed away.
Bless well, Fez heart. Passed away. Yeah. It's just
But they still have Earl. Earl comes in.
You're kidding.
Yeah, Earl's there. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Survivors of the broadcast business.
The last but anywho, I heard, Earl was playing music off of an iPad at Hard Rock.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm all over the place today because I've been running around, and I'm just glad to hear that if he's not symptomatic now, Oscar's not going to be symptomatic down the road.
Right.
What about the rest of Podville? I know it's been a bit of a scare for those folks.
Negative.
Everybody's
across
negative.
The board. Mm-hmm. Negative okay. across the board.
You going to be living differently going forward from this as far as masks?
No. Well, no, on our end, what protocols can you put in place? We have thermal readers when you walk in on both sides of the welcome desk.
We have antiviral cups in the Keurig.
We have, Rob, let me do the talking here.
Of course.
As I'm trying to run a business, for God's sakes.
I understand.
We have.
Go get him, Mr. Potter.
Thank you. Appreciate it. We have Mr. rapid Potter. Tests available, PCR tests available.
We have
we're doing
rapid
everything we
tests
can.
Available.
So everything's
and
cool.
And this is the new normal. We wrote a company-wide email saying that, you know, that everyone is attempting to navigate as best as possible this living and working with COVID in our lives. And it's a part of living in a big metropolitan area. It's a part of going to work in a big metropolitan area, and we're here to support everybody. That's it.
Oh, serious matter to me too.
Yeah.
You know, my weekend was ruined.
You know what else is serious? Mike, you know what
if
else
you want
is-
the quote, want to know my favorite quote from Friday's bonus show?
What?
Please.
Absolutely going away. My favorite moment, I thought about it and laughed about it all weekend, is when Oscar looked into the camera and said to me, "You're a terrible friend."
Yes. Yes, it was great. It was good.
That was spectacular. That was spectacular.
And over the weekend, nothing has changed.
You seem pretty put off and put out by all this, Oscar. You seem, and I'm not asking any more questions at your request about, you seem like you've been rode hard and put up wet.
When it comes to health and safety of our
nobody tried harder than you.
And team members.
Mm-hmm.
No, you keep working hard and you do your best. And when this happens, you manage it. And by the way, it's happening everywhere. There's not a forum for everybody to discuss it, or most people don't have friends to make light of it. So I get this is what we do, and I'm here for that. That's why we did that on Friday. I just want to continue down that road.
Okay. You know what else is serious, Mike?
What's that?
Sirius XM.
That's right, Robbie. I don't understand what I really hope there's. I hope there's a bunch of people out there that that actually listen to it. I don't know if there is kind of a sub channel on Sirius.
Sure,
but
way up like in the 200s, right?
No,
it's not. You know, you got a lot of shows on Sirius now that are kind of lost in the shuffles.
It's not down near Pop 2K.
They're trying to, to a certain extent, compete with podcasts. And, it doesn't, so they put a lot of people on there. Like that. I remember it used to be Howard and the Playboy Channel.
That's it.
That was what I remember about it. Now it's a bunch of different people, Jim Norton, Ron Bennington. That's what
Faction Radio.
By the way, when you listen to stand-up shows like Raw Dog and that, you think records burn. Oh my God! Go through that
tight rotation.
Listen to that in 124-hour period, and you're gonna get Gaffigan again. That's exactly.
And you know why America likes
it? It's true. I love stand up, and there's stand up as far as the catalog of stuff they play is finite. And I didn't realize that because I never listened to it, and then I just started to. And I realized, oh my God, there's Maria Bamford again.
You know why
there's
we get
Jim Gaffigan again? You, know you realize stand up is finite.
Why we get Jim Gaffigan? Because we accept it.
I think he's Netflix. On the clean. He's on the clean.
Yeah,
show.
He is a clean guy. Yeah.
What about Netflix is a joke?
Have you? It's the same. It's a platform for stand up, and stand up is finite. I didn't realize there is such little, you know, A, guys that are out there headlining, B, their source material. It's limited. It's not like music.
How long are the sets that they play? You know? Let's say you tune in and there's a.
No, they don't play a whole set.
They don't play a whole set.
Like they play clips. Set.
Okay,
clips. Right.
And then they go boom, 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 boom. And then when you turn it on in the morning, when you're going to drop your kid off at school, you hear.
I don't know what was going on.
And I suddenly got obsessed, as I do. If you want to know what my process is when I'm doing an impression, I get obsessed with the voice, and I forgot. I was going to do it right out of the gate until we had a little problem at the beginning of the show today. That's what happened. But, I mean, I'm really happy. I will be happy when things get back to normal.
Yes.
And I think that, you know, having a door in my studio, being able to lock the world out, you have no idea. I am so happy right now. Is this studio ready and fit for human consumption? No, not yet. I've got crap all over the
floor. How many locks on the door? Does it look like a New York apartment?
Let me give you a little studio tour here.
Oh, I like that.
Around. Let me see what we got here. Okay,
there's a corner.
That's the wall. That's one of the. That is a blank. That's the lamp that's lighting my.
It's good.
World
it's got a great
here.
Shade.
Here, let me zoom out a little bit.
I agree, Oscar.
It's like a softbox around.
Yeah. All right.
Around
so
the
there
light.
We are.
Oh, there's some clutter there.
All right. So, yeah, there's clutter over there. And you
got
look
the blankets
around.
On the wall.
I got a blanket on the wall because that was super
smart.
Bright, that one
Bounce.
Window.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some paintings over
there
by the
you
closet.
Go. There you,
there's
you
my
go.
Other little thing.
Love
there
it.
There we have. And there's the door.
Oh, that's
that is
great.
My room. This is my digs
this
right
is amazing.
Now.
I love it.
This is my deal
What's
here.
What's the camera
Wade?
On? It's a nice mount.
Shelf. It's on a TV stand, not a TV stand. It's
Carla's
on a,
holding it.
Table, a table.
No, oh, it's cool.
Yeah, it works good.
This is great. Nice monitor.
You're lucky the table was able to get the camera up high enough to get over the monitor. That would be the
Man,
that would
lens
be the challenge.
Is so
I would think.
Clear.
It
I
is
could I would
so
never
cool.
would have never would have guessed you were that the camera was that far away. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I play with the camera. All week long, Husky.
Anyway, I'm very happy we have to take a break.
Yes.
We will come back with the homepage and glad that, you know, we have the, we're still chugging.
Of course.
Even with,
Yeah.
Who would have thought? Who would have thought the old man, the fat old man was the only one that's healthy on this show.
Well, we'll see.
We'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Whoa, just turn that up there. Now I can hear it. That's the part. Yeah. Levels. Never done.
I like baseball.
The one constant through all the years has been baseball.
I'm having a lot of trouble with Little League.
I'm watching this other coach. He's loud. But the thing is, the kids are doing what he says.
First base, second base, third base, home.
Go to second. Go to second.
Second base.
Tell him to go to second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base.
It's not about the winning and losing at this stage, but at least come on.
There's no crying in baseball.
I'm trying to control it.
Catch all the exciting action of Team OS all season long in 5K.
Holy cow.
On Facebook, YouTube, Stitcher, iTunes, Alexa, TikTok, and at MikeOMaraShow.com.
How about that?
I want to win. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's face it, investing in the stock market seems exciting, but it's scary for a new investor. That's why you've got to check out Titan. Titan.
Titan.
T-I-T-A-N. Titan. As everyday investors, we get access to a marketplace of stocks, but we're competing against institutional investors. We don't have access to experts, multiple portfolios, or investment vehicles. With Titan, you have a personal investment team to research and invest for you so that you can aim to outperform the market. With Titan, all it takes is $100 to start. Deposit your money, select one of their portfolios, and that's it. Titan aims to grow your investments at least 15% annually net of fees.
Yes.
Which could mean doubling your wealth every 5 years. I haven't had a chance to try Titan yet, but it sounds pretty awesome. Check out Titan if you want to aim to be the smartest, wealthiest investor you've ever been. Hit up titan.com/TMOS to get $50 when you invest with Titan. You must go to this URL or you will not get that $50, and they won't know that we sent you. That's $50 when you go to titan.com/TMOS and invest with Titan. This is a paid partnership with Titan, and at the time of publication, I'm not yet invested in Titan's strategies. That's what they wanted me to share with you because they're honest people and they wanted that to happen.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, and it's a bit of a weird one today. Yeah. First, we start you with a poll that asks people, what is the maximum distance they would still consider walking distance? I wish my sister was here right now in this room. 27% said within 30 minutes. That was the most popular response. 27% said within 20 minutes, and 17% said within 15 minutes. 5% are only willing to walk 5 minutes.
Well, the thing is, for me, if a 30-minute walk is usually about 1/10 of a mile.
Are you still moving that slowly?
I am.
Or are you?
I can barely make it. No.
Really?
No. I'm doing
20 minutes.
I'm doing quite. I'd say 20 minutes is pretty fair, yeah.
Well, according to this poll, it's not just willingness to walk. It's also ability, as Rob just mentioned. Not surprisingly, people age 65 and older, I'll be closer next month, we're more likely to stay to say shorter distances were their max. So that's it.
Has birthday season started? Or
no,
does it actually
June.
Start on the day of your birthday? That's when it begins, right?
It starts the month of my birthday.
Oh, so June 1st is when birthday season starts?
Yeah, and I'm, it's 63. It's like a non-birthday. So
yeah,
I'm not really
expecting. Yeah, but it's
really
still a season, Mike.
But not in my house. Nobody really gives a rat's ass.
Oh, dear.
That's the way that goes. There's been a series of damaged property complaints around Omaha, Nebraska recently. Mostly damaged fences and walls. And it sounds like the perp was the Kool-Aid man. Sort of. This is a thing. This is what happens in society. Apparently, there's a trend of kids mimicking the Kool-Aid man by throwing themselves through structures on people's properties. There's even Ring camera footage of a few teens bursting through a fence. Last week, sheriff's deputies in Sarpy County, I have no idea where that is.
Oh, I've got a place out there.
They issued criminal mischief citations to 9 kids who they say ran and jumped into fences in various neighborhoods. The Kool-Aid man. Around the country, it's unclear how much the citations were for. At least 8 properties were hit with an estimated damage of several $1,000s per house. Unclear if this was a stupid idea by this group of teens or if it's part of a broader social media trend. The Kool-Aid trend.
Well, it will be now. Trend. Do they dress up?
I don't think so. If you're not going to wear the suit, what's the point?
You need the
right?
suit, man. Absolutely. A big red suit.
You know who I'd love to see wear that suit?
Who?
Ron Bennington.
Oh, he'd be good. He loves Kool-Aid.
How you doing, friends? It's the Kool-Aid man.
Yeah, but he would say, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm a... Hey, let's listen to this, Robbie. I'm going to go over this fence. I'm going to explode through the fence like the Kool-Aid man. I like grape.
Goofy grape? Yeah, but your suit's red.
Suit's red, but I like grape. I like the orange.
Orange is good.
Orange is good Kool-Aid.
Yeah,
good,
you can vary the amount of sugar you put in.
Good flavors.
You don't see this every day. The Cincinnati Reds, or as they the old broadcast used to say, Cincinnati.
Mike,
the Cincinnati
love that
Reds.
Big red machine.
The red machine rolled into Pittsburgh yesterday and no hit the Pirates. This never happens. They still lost the game.
How can this be?
The Reds threw a no hitter at the Pirates and they still lost. Here's how it happened. Hunter Green was throwing a no hitter, but in the 8th inning, he walked 2 batters with 1 out. So they pulled him and sent in Art Warren. That sounds like a 60s disc jockey's name.
What?
It's the Art Warren get-together. How are you?
Have you seen a good movie?
So, hey, how you doing? Here's Tradio. We got a lovely armoire we got for you here. You seen a good movie lately? You're the critic. Give us a call. By the way, I'll have a movie review. Oh, my God. Do not waste your time. Terrifying. Art immediately walked a 3rd batter, loading the bases. Then Cabrian Hayes came up to the plate and hit a chopper to the 2nd baseman. Ground ball. But it still scored a run because they went for the double play and they didn't get it.
Okay.
He beat the throw the first, allowing the guy in third to score. Pirates win the game 1-2-0. By the way, speaking of sports, sorry, Capitals.
Yeah.
You lost, and now it's going to be a Florida second round. You're going to get Tampa and the Panthers playing each other. Daddy might have to take in a game down here.
You should.
Over at Sunrise. Might have to because the tickets down here are cheap relative to the Eastern team. So I might have to see the Panthers against the Lightning. Just, it's cool that Florida's got a playoff series.
The no-hitter was in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I think it was.
Jim Amato, like was Jim Amato there?
I can't believe they scored the winning run.
It's only the sixth time a team got no hit and won the game since 1901. The Angels were the last team to do it in 2008. Not surprisingly, the Reds are the worst team in baseball so far. That sucks. That's, talk about a creative way to figure out how to lose a baseball game, is to no-hit the opponents and still lose because you have no offense. You're not getting any...
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati Reds.
It's terrible. It's terrible to become obsessed with an impression.
Oh, that's all right.
I'll be doing that all day to myself.
Well, we're radiophiles, so we love it.
Yeah.
It's horrible. There's going to be an animated Married with Children TV show. And they're actually, yes, they are going to bring the Bundys back. And yes, they are going to be voiced by the original cast members. Ed O'Neill, Katie Sagal, Christina Applegate, and David Faustino, who played Bud.
Hey, it's me, Bud. I'm 60 now.
Isn't really David Faustino? He's the only one that didn't have a career after Married with Children.
Yeah.
Katie Sagal, stunning career.
Superstar.
Christina Applegate, phenomenal actress. Mm-hmm. Ed O'Neill, Modern Family.
Modern Family.
You know, most people never get a breath of a hit sitcom. Ed O'Neill got two. There's no word on where it would air. The original series that aired from 87 to 97 on Fox can currently be found on Hulu, Peacock, and Pluto TV. This isn't the first time Sony has tried to revive the series. Back in 2014, they tried to do a spinoff about Bud Bundy.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. To no avail. I wonder why that didn't work out.
Now, you know, Fox brought back Napoleon Dynamite as a cartoon for like 10 episodes.
Right.
I don't think this is going to work. I just don't think it's going to work.
It was the live action. It's the actors. It's doing it with cartoons. I don't know. Great actor. Probably a guy you didn't know his name, but you sure knew his face. Fred Ward.
Yes.
Such classics as Tremors, The Right Stuff, Henry and June. He died last Sunday. He was 79 years old. No word on cause of death. Fred was in so many great movies. The Player, Miami Blues, Shortcuts, Escape from Alcatraz, Remo Williams, The Adventure Begins, and The Naked Gun 33 and a Third, The Final Insult. His last appearance was on two episodes of True Detective on HBO, where he played the father of Colin Farrell's character. He also played Maura Tierney's dad on ER in 2006. Kevin Bacon fought the giant killer graboids with him in 1990's Tremors.
Great film.
He tweeted, quote, so sad. Did you say great film?
It is a great film. Tremors is a fun movie, man.
So he tweeted, so sad to hear about Fred Ward. When it came to battling underground worms, I couldn't have asked for a better partner. I will always remember chatting about his love of Django Reinhardt and jazz guitar during our long hot days in the high desert. Rest in peace, Fred. So that's a bummer.
Yeah,
Fred Ward is
the dictionary definition of, oh yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Because he was everywhere. Tough guy. Yeah. Everywhere.
The Right Stuff, he's probably the most memorable character in The Right Stuff because he panics.
Mm-hmm,
and he never gets the credit the other guys get, which I thought was fascinating. And now a little something. The Oklahoma Sooners have a new quarterback on their roster, and he might have the most incredible name I think there has ever been in sports. This is legitimately his name. It's General Booty. I am not making it up. He is 6'3". He's 195 pounds. He's a sophomore. Transferred to OU from Tyler Junior College in Texas. If his last name sounds familiar, it might be because his uncle, John David Booty, played at USC during Pete Carroll's time with the Trojans. His full name is General Axel Booty. Which is also very good, too.
That's great, yeah.
His dad, Abram, has long been fascinated with the military, and that's why he was named General. General Booty. General Booty was also my nickname at American University. No, it wasn't. No. I couldn't think of a better line. We got to take a break. When we come back,
I don't know what we're going to do. We'll do something funny.
We're going to do something funny because that's what
Thank
we
you,
do.
Thank you,
Ron. That's what the show's all about. So I'll give you my review of The Northman.
You familiar with that new movie that's out?
Oh,
no.
Oh, my God.
Don't spend your money. Please don't.
Thrills, chills, missed opportunities, and a lot of laughs around the latest bonus show. Here's a quick recap.
This, I promise you, will be a fascinating bonus show. Were you worried about Oscar?
Yours.
You are a terrible friend.
I avoid everyone.
You are the most selfish couple I've ever met in my
life. Oh, no!
Bomb, bomb, bomb.
The TMOS bonus show is that fifth hour of funny that you can only get with a subscription. Get yours today by clicking the bonus show banner at MikeOMaraShow.com.
There it is.
The gong.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's a little lonely in here, to be honest with you. I'm acclimating.
Just feel kind of claustrophobic.
Bring a dog or a snake in.
Bring a snake in.
I'm closer to the snake.
Hey, do you ever feel like you're unsatisfied with what you have? Do you? Do you want more? You know, more is better. More is fun. More is the best thing to have. So, dear friends, why be content? Best Fiends always satisfies your need for more. More puzzles and more fun. And when I'm saying more this many times, I think I should say it like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Please.
The more you play, the more characters you collect. More is better.
New characters, challenges, puzzles, added all the time. Plus, there are tons of fun events where you can win huge in-game rewards with thousands of levels. You literally can play as long as you want and never get bored. And once you download Best Fiends, you can play anywhere, even without an internet connection. In fact, Rob played in the hospital and at home.
It's true.
Rob, what level? What level now?
Did level 6,032 rockets engaged, five slugs to kill, but it's craziness because they've got new power-ups. Every level is different, and that's why you can't stop playing.
It's interesting because the slugs look like little baby livers, don't they?
Same color as mine.
Download Best Fiends free from the App Store or Google Play.
Slugs are showing partial function, Mike.
Earn even more with $5 worth of in-game rewards when you reach level 5. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. So I had a two-parter, very interesting weekend of lack of rest. We squeezed in our bad meal, and we actually went back to the Chinese joint where we had duck.
Is Saturday, we liked it so much. Saturday the standard bad meal day now?
So far it has been. So far that's what we do. And then you shouldn't do that. For those of you that have one meal a week cheats, don't go to the same place because it's not the same sizzle. It actually, no matter how good it is, it's just not the same. And
it's like a heroin high, right? The next hit has to be better.
Has to be better. And we weren't able to eat the same amount. It was not, much different. But the Wham was successful. What did you say? What did you say, Rob?
The second hit has to be either better or more.
Or more.
Yeah.
But no, because
that's
it
how
couldn't
it was
be,
with me.
It couldn't be more. Oh, with your drink?
No, with my heroin.
Okay. All right. Very good.
It's hard to come down off that horse.
I understand.
Oh yes.
Will you be eating gummies ever? Do gummies affect your liver?
Gummies would be loaded with sugar. I could do dadgrass. I can do that.
You could do dadgrass and do that? Have you done dadgrass since all this has gone on?
I have not, but I have it at the ready. You know what? Dadgrass
might be a gateway to altering your mind. You might want to avoid it.
Or maybe it's the one thing I need.
Yeah.
Okay.
Springtime is grass time, Mike. I don't know. We haven't talked about it in a while, but I mean, you know, different things for different seasons. Like a lot of people enjoy like a flaming rum punch at Christmas, which is nice, but you're not going to have that in May. What you want to do once May rolls around and it gets a little warmer, go to that bowl on the top of your refrigerator where you have your dadgrass. You put it up high so your kids can't get it.
Right.
And you take it down and you get a box.
Your son is like 5 inches taller than you now, though.
Yes, but he doesn't look on the top of the fridge. He looks in the fridge. And then you go to the cabinet, Mike, and you get a box of wooden matches.
Okay.
Wooden kitchen matches.
I get it.
And then back out, sometimes to the patio, sometimes to the deck. And
that what you spark up?
Yeah, you spark up a big fat blunt, and it's off to the races. I freaking love it. And I said to my doctor, I said, lost weight, no drinking, lots of grass. He says, good for you.
And Mike, you've lost weight. How much have you lost?
The thing I do now when I get assessed is it is weight loss, but it's muscle gain too, because that's what I was told that I need to do. So
right.
My body fat percentage was 83% when I started my journey.
Wow, like a ribeye.
I'm kidding. No, I was over half. I was 51%.
Really?
I was 51%.
No.
That can't be.
I had a lot of gelatin.
Is that
possible? No, it's what fat people are. Yes, it's I don't need to be labeled a freak of nature, best friend. I just have to tell you that, yeah,
remember
my
that picture of him where he was seated and Princess Leia was in a bikini right next to him?
Oh, that is messed up, Rob. How dare you?
Zumba, booty, da, booty, ba, booty, ba, la, booty, la. So the goal for me is to not only lose weight but gain muscle, and that's what I did.
Right.
So I'm down 10 pounds, and then I've increased my muscle mass, especially in my legs. And
no longer jelly legs.
Well, long way to go. Long way to go. But I mean, it's a journey, and I'm super psyched to be on that journey, and we'll see what happens. I feel better. That's the most important thing, and. You know, these kids that are doing this, Tim and Sonia, are really, really terrific people. Tim's going to come on the show
now,
soon.
Tim is your trainer. Who is Sonia?
Sonia's a nutritionist.
Oh,
it's his girlfriend.
All right, that makes sense.
So their girlfriend, boyfriend.
Mortal Kombat.
They got his dad that works in. So they do, they're triple threat. They do nutrition counseling, training, and then he makes vegan meals out of his, what is really a commercial kitchen there as well. So they got three things going all the time. And Sonia is a nutritionist, but she's also, I don't want to call it a bodybuilder, but she's definitely a fitness trainer.
Sure.
Like she trains for fitness competitions.
Yeah.
And, you know, pretty easy to take advice from someone who is, you know, that unbelievably fit.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they laugh at me and I cuss him out all the time. So the relationship is, he knows me already, you know, he'll say something, you know, up for some lunges. I said, oh, yeah. Yeah, Tim. Always up for some lunges. Let's do that. Sounds like a blast. And he starts laughing. I'm like, sounds like fun. Let's get to it. I'm always up for that. Yeah. Maybe, as a matter of fact, maybe we could finish here. I get in my car, drive around the block, and come back, and we do some more lunges, Tim. You know, that type of thing.
See,
and he enjoys that. Yeah. He says he seems to be enjoying
it.
Have you
tried the vegan meals?
Yeah. We've done that. That's some of them are not my cup of tea, but a lot of them are. And then they serve one particular treat. You can't eat it all the time, but there is a vegan cinnamon roll that is the greatest thing in the world. And the difference is you will eat that. Is anybody who's fat knows what I'm talking about. If you eat a regular donut, a regular pancake, a regular cinnamon roll, like a Cinnabon, you will feel like death within 20 minutes of eating that. It'll taste good going in, but then you're just going to turn into Jabba. You'll be walking down the street just going, The vegan alternative is different. Now, I'm not a vegan. I like meat. I like fish.
You should say, you know, I tried one of your vegan meals and it was great, but I figured out a way to make it just a little better is when I got home, I served it under three runny fried eggs.
No, the alternatives they have, all the vegan stuff, and this is what I can tell, this is all, like, I'm not a vegan.
Right.
I don't profess to be, but I will tell you most of the stuff that you can go out and get and buy and stuff that she recommends, they're just some really cool alternatives out there that feel better, and it's plant-based protein, and it works like that. So I'll let
Julia's
you know.
Roommates
got a
are
a year and a half to go. So
Julia's two roommates in Richmond are vegan.
It's cool.
And
it's
she cool always she says it's so cool to, you know, all the different things you can do. I said, when you'll be home? She says, Thursday, can you buy steaks?
Yeah, big steak on the grill.
Yeah.
So I will never have the body of Eric, I think, Skarsgård. I think that's the name of this actor.
Skarsgård.
I have no idea what I watched, but it took me two nights to watch it. I passed out Saturday night after one margarita watching it because it was so... It's called The Northman, and it's got that that lady that was in the chess movie. She's in it, too.
Nicole Kidman is in it.
The whole thing is just like, I will jump up in time. I will kill you. I will get revenge. It's the darkest, nastiest movie I've ever seen, and it's weird. It's just not good. It's I haven't read any reviews of it, but it's a if you like that kind
How
of
How is the Queen's Gambit girl, cuz she was so good in the Queen's Gambit.
She's not underused? She made a terrible choice in my opinion to do this. She's just it's a lot of sword fights, but with and a lot sword of revenge. Fighting. It's a revenge picture.
Okay.
That's what it is. But it was so just silly dark. Like, just admit, how Game of Thrones had all that character development and all that interesting dialogue?
Sure.
This is like Game of Thrones minus the fun. This is all the fun sucked out of Game of Thrones. And, it was almost like the director took a big hit of acid before he started directing this movie. It was weird. But I'll tell you something, unless it's CGI enhanced, the old Skarsgård, he was in True Blood, remember?
Yes.
He was one of the chief vampires in True Blood.
And he's got a brother, too, I believe.
He's got another Skarsgård. Yeah. This guy, talk about the gym. I don't know what they eat or what they take out in Hollywood to get these transformative bodies, but there's a lot of that. What was that movie, 300? Was that where they had all the centurions?
I think it's called, it starts with an S. What is it? Steroids?
Steroids.
It's delicious.
It might be. I don't know.
Meanwhile, Mike, at my house, we finally located the blowpoke.
What?
Rob's watching Staircase.
I'm done. I finished the documentary.
All right. Are you ready to, guilty or not guilty?
I don't think he's guilty.
I don't either.
I think he's a slime ball, but I don't think he's guilty.
But you have to watch the drama,
and
too.
Now I'm going
to
watch the drama, but
the
here's
drama
the thing.
Enters in more things.
Got to a point where we were watching two or three episodes a night, and we'd finish watching like Jeopardy, and she'd look at me and almost shrug and say, the stairs?
Yeah. Because it's forever. Kind of a slog, right?
It's forever. And they reach like three good stopping points, and then it's another episode?
Have you ever seen greater access to a court documentary, though? Have you ever seen greater access where you're at the table with the guy whispering? I mean, it's stunning to me.
And it's crazy that it looks like the documentarians are living at his house.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Mike, and one thing, if you want to look back on it, I love watching it. One of the most fascinating things is because it takes place over so much time to watch the accused get older. And by the last episode, which, by the way, gives you no resolution. Thanks a lot.
He's eviscerated.
But
really,
the last episodes, he looks like Uncle Charlie from My Three Sons. And if you doubt me, look at him, because I just give you that's William Demarest. But it is really that to me.
Over a decade of the legal system trying to kill you.
The end of that documentary, it's less about the trial and more about his journey. And it's horrifying because his family, and I don't know whether it's put on or not, but his kids are so supportive and his grandkids, he loves
some of his
grandkids.
Kids are so supportive.
That's true. The ones that stuck by him are very supportive and enthusiastic. It's just
strange stuff. Really strange stuff.
I look forward to the drama, which I hope is not 70.
The drama enters in some other factors that might be indicative of him not being the guy you thought he was.
Okay.
But I have no idea, because the actual real documentary, the drama has a lot of different layers. The documentary was very pro Michael Peterson.
Yeah, so I agree.
Who knows? You haven't watched it yet, have you, Oscar?
Enough to have this context.
All you need to do is set aside about 60 hours and watch that documentary.
Oscar, I'm not sure I'm going to task you with watching that, because it really, you're in your 40s now. You may be close to 50 when you finish watching
the
documentary.
It is wonderful storytelling.
It's one of the most amazing documentaries I've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah, but it's not a real pick-me-up, Mike.
Yeah, it's not a pick-me-up, no. Just like the Northman.
God
almighty, please. And Nicole Kidman. My God, does that woman work.
Yes.
All the time.
Yes.
Wow. And she loves showing that body. Mm. Anyway, that's it. We got to...
That was a Ron Bennington joke. Just showing a body. Isn't that great? Look at that son of a bitch.
This is your summer to win absolutely nothing from TMOS.
No power Porsche. No trips to sketchy mid-level theme parks.
No REO Speedwagon tickets.
You get nothing.
Nothing to fill out, nothing to enter.
I mean, Zed Bagel Zippy.
You got nothing.
You're already a winner by listening and watching the Mike O'Mara Show on YouTube, Facebook Live, or TikTok. And listening through Stitcher, Spotify, Alexa, or subscribing to the TMOS Bonus Show.
It's the official start of a no-bummer summer on TMOS. Keep listening to win.
win, you d-ass.
I said good day.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. When you're running a small business, every second counts. So why are you still taking time out of your day to go to the post office when you could be using Stamps.com instead? Stamps.com makes mailing and shipping quick, easy, and cost-effective. For more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been a must for over 1 million businesses. Stamps.com gives you access to all the shipping services you need, plus exclusive discounts like up to 30% off USPS rates and 86% off UPS. All you need is a computer and a standard printer, and you're up and running in minutes. Printing official U.S. postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send it. Plus, Stamps.com works seamlessly with Shopify, Amazon, Etsy, eBay, and more. Whatever you're doing, Stamps.com is your mailing and shipping solution. Here's what I want you to do. Stop wasting time and start saving money when you use Stamps.com to mail and ship. Sign up with promo code TMOS for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale, and no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code TMOS. And we appreciate Stamps.com for being a sponsor of this show for a good old time. We appreciate that. All right, so we got the... I want to talk about the wives for a second. How is your wife doing? Is she home with you, Shannon,
she's,
now?
Working from home upstairs, which is always fun. You start... During the pandemic and the grips over when the world was shut down, and we were huddled up in here, and then... going to work and coming right back, it was different. And I'm happy you asked, Mike, because it was different because you felt like the world was shut down, so this, you didn't have a choice. You didn't have a choice to go out, you didn't have a choice to drive around, you didn't have a choice to go visit your family because you were in your own little pod, right?
Right.
When you get sick or pop positive for COVID in this era we are in now, which is still within the pandemic, but not in a space where we're not vaccinated, and people aren't just living with COVID, it's actually more, what's the best word to use? It's a little more depressing because you're in a little home and you start thinking about the choices you made prior to this, where you're like, hey, wouldn't it be nice if you would have purchased a larger home and not have been having to quarantine in 888 square feet?
That's true.
You're sitting here, you're like, what did we do wrong? What did we do wrong? So,
do you ever get the desire? I was going to ask you this when we got the tour. By the way, the bonus show, if you want to subscribe to the bonus show, we get a little tour.
It was like,
by the way, all it was to me was a confirmation on how accurately Oscar had described his domicile. It really was perfect.
Yeah.
It looked exactly like I thought it might look. The only thing I processed. I thought that Oscar's house would, I always thought this, that you would open the front door and you would immediately have a staircase to the right to go straight up.
Right.
I always thought that was the layout. I was wrong because the house is too small for that. Yes. You actually have to walk into the middle of the house and
turn sideways. And
find the center of the house to where they actually had room to build a staircase.
I thought what was genius is the way that I would try to describe the fridge opening, and then
a lot of people were buzzing about
that
the fridge.
That was so great because even I've been to Oscar's house once to drop something off. He allowed me in. I was allowed to social distance with the sidewalk. I was only allowed 6 feet into the house, but I did not get back to the kitchen. So that in-depth look at the kitchen with the water heater on a shelf and the refrigerator that opens most of the way and the stack up washer and dryer, that to me was fascinating.
Oh God, it was
well, you know, just it's being funny able to open it and then it's shutting right away because it bounces off of the water.
Yeah, you have to get good at it. You do. It's a matter of do you have any sort of bumper or any sort of softener?
No.
Or do you have like a big dent on your dryer?
Probably have.
I would imagine when we're talking about you getting COVID that I know that now how I feel when I hear about somebody getting it, and you're like, Jesus Christ, when is this going to end? I would imagine that's multiplied times 100.
Oh, yeah.
When you get it yourself, it's like, especially, there's nobody in this trifecta of broadcasters that spent more time being careful about COVID, but there's probably nobody that's had more exposure To others in the last
from
6 months
trifecta,
than you.
Yeah, I was on a plane, traveled through an airport, was in a different city, came back. That's why I don't like you do not hear about the amount of positive COVID notifications that I personally receive.
Right.
From people outside of our social circle, right? That's just what happens. I'll call a friend and be like, hey, what's going on? He's like, oh, man, I know we're supposed to meet up because what we're doing here, Mike, in the city outside of business is like we're trying to like assimilate ourselves into culture and going out and seeing people.
But it is kind of amazing.
And everybody got whacked.
It is kind of amazing that it has been 26 months almost since everything really clamped down.
Yeah.
And that the three of us and Pony, of the four of us, this is the first time we've been touched.
Do you get weirded out, Rob, going back into work with all this happening? Did that enter your mind a little bit?
No, long as Patient Zero stays at home, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually talked to Rob at length about this yesterday.
Yeah.
I said, look, outside of what the obvious is, what with his recovery, at any point, if you feel uncomfortable or, I want you to let you know the COVID protocol here, what's available to you, just to clarify, because it's ever changing, it's ever evolving.
And as what Oscar said, it's not going away. And I mean, the whole recovery has been baby steps towards normalcy for me. And coming in today is a little more than a baby step, but I tell you what, it feels great to be here, to see living faces. I love it. So, I mean, it's not like there's not going to be COVID in a month. There's still going to be COVID.
I think that, we are concerned, even though we're in a different world down here than you guys. But I just wanted to make this announcement publicly for anybody that was listening to the bonus show. On the bonus show, we had Charlie Burney on, and Charlie very graciously and generously offered me a round of golf up at this place on
Queenstown
Shore, Queenstown Harbor, and also recommended I come in for doing a photo shoot for Podville. And just to be on the safe side, I think maybe a year or two before I do that, just to be safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you can pass that,
you should be. I'll let him know. I'll let him know. As soon as
you know, it'd be great,
here.
Mike, for the 20th anniversary.
I'd love to come back for the 20th anniversary
of the podcast.
Yeah.
When everybody gets healthy, by the way.
Yeah.
Wink, wink. We haven't even had this discussion off air. You know, I'd like to hopefully, see if we can, maybe get out and press the flesh a little bit. I think that we're overdue for that, and we'll have to monitor. We'll have to have a sponsor for him, a chaperone for Rob.
Sober coach.
I thought when you said sponsor, like an AA sponsor,
just a guy to hang out.
Yeah. You know, Danny Trejo was, he started in show business as a sober coach. And then
I'd like to get someone who looks exactly like that.
Well, I'm thinking about growing out my hair again.
That ship has sailed.
Don't do that.
We don't want to do our meet and greet in 2028.
Got Wayne Grill.
Thank you.
Do you think
is that the crypt keeper?
What's the best way? You all are funny and borderline supportive. Like we break in each other's balls about any of this. Certain people, the response, like my family and my mom, was stay away. How are you? Are you okay? Stay away. Which, she's got her self-preservation.
And obviously it means she also doesn't have any errands, and the kitchen's done. So there's no need.
Cared enough to remind me that we're vaccinated, so you're welcome. So you'll be fine.
Supportive, and he comforted you to a degree?
Somewhat. He said, you guys are vaccinated, right? I'm not mistaken. He goes, you'll be fine.
Was it offered in such a way as I'm glad I told you to get vaccinated. I'm glad I told you that because now you're going to be okay.
It was through a WhatsApp, which is always great.
That's a free phone call, Mike.
A free phone call from
using
overseas.
The internet.
That's right. He's overseas again.
And then my brother is doing a hospital management MBA type of program. So he is MIA. So at Harvard of all places, so God bless him. He said, can't talk. I'm at school. And I said, okay, moving on. my sister, swears that she doesn't have good signal at her house, so she never answers the phone. But when she answered the phone, she goes, "Is mom okay?" I said, "Yes." She goes, "Okay, I'll call you back." She thought something was wrong with mom.
Oh, look, he's depressed, Rob.
I know.
He's depressed.
I know.
That's what you get.
Yeah. I know.
Well, we love you.
I got a nice text from Reed Galen, the most supportive of my circle of friends. He said, effing hilarious bonus show.
I didn't text. I did text you over the weekend.
You did.
Didn't I send you a nice text?
You said, if I need help with the cable guy, I'll let you know, stand by.
That is not true. That is not true. Read my text. Find it right now and read it.
It started with a thumbs up emoji, and then it was Mike to Oscar. Are you done faking yet?
This effing
cabinet. LOL,
ROTF. No, it goes, he's very sweet. Mike said, got the modem relocated, should be good to go. How are you feeling? That's what he wrote. It's nice.
Yeah, indeed.
Exactly what it was.
I didn't want to appear too apologetic for my horrible behavior of a terrible friend. If you want me being a friend, it is. He's right. If you want to hear me being a really terrible friend, that's all Friday. You got to get the bonus show.
Worth the money.
All right. We'll take a break and come back with Sam Tan.
I need a magician.
I was having a party for Gunner, and we had a magician. We thought he was just fine.
At one time, the only place to see a quality magic show was a Las Vegas casino. Now, with just a phone call, you can have fabulous illusions performed in your home. It's the magic duo of the century.
Siegfried and Rob.
From Munich, Germany and Leesburg, Virginia, Siegfried and Rob are leaving audiences mesmerized.
Magician.
Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
I was just excited that they wanted me to perform.
For more TMOS magic, do all your shopping through the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center by clicking the link at MikeO'MaraShow.com and watch your items magically appear on your doorstep.
It's magic.
Shut up.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, everybody. Food that's fast doesn't have to be fast food. Freshly offers quality meals without the hard work. Turn that music up, will you please? Their meals are absolutely incredible. That's right. Is this a continuous loop of the intro, Rob?
This is the instrumental track.
Track. Their meals are designed by nutritionists, cooked by chefs,
then delivered fresh to your door. Other meal deliveries need to be prepped and cooked, but Freshly is ready to eat in 3 minutes.
No one wants to spend an hour cooking dinner after a rough day at work or an infuriating commute. Skip the grocery shopping and dirty dishes. Your Freshly meals arrive cooked and fresh every week. Use the Freshly website or app to find meals that fit your lifestyle with plans that work for your dietary needs, preferences, tastes, and family size. I love that they are delivered fresh, not frozen, and always delicious. Oscar, are you getting any of your steak peppercorns while you're sequestered in your domicile?
They arrived yesterday on my stoop, so I'm set for the week.
All right.
That's very good. It will not get you out of your depression, but at least it will feed you. Stop stressing about dinner. Right now, Freshly is offering our listeners $125 off your first 5 orders when you go to freshly.com/TMOS. That's $125 off. Freshly.com/TMOS.
What a sound.
Did you hear that?
Make some noise.
Sound Town.
I like people that have names that would be okay if they were on the Flintstones without changing them. And that is the case with our first subject, Dr. Jessica Steinrock. So she could be on the Flintstones with that name. I always thought I would be Rob Spirock if I was on the Flintstones.
Spirock.
Yeah. It's just the thought.
That would work.
Now I'm thinking of a Flintstone name.
Well,
you know?
We can get back to it. Right. She is a... Her position...
Mike Quartz. Not good, huh? Yeah.
Well, it should sort of suggest O'Mara.
Yeah, yeah, I know, but I just, you know, not
this is a position that I don't know even existed 5 years ago. If it did, I didn't know about it. An intimacy coordinator on a movie or television set.
You mean as far as coaching people for love scenes?
Yeah, exactly. And I think we heard a lot about it when Bridgerton came out that they had
I'm not well. I just hear Ron Bennington saying that.
Say it.
What do you mean, Robbie, coaching people for love scenes?
Go ahead.
So this is Jessica Steinrock, Dr. Jessica Steinrock, talking about how they make people look naked when they're not naked, because she is the intimacy coordinator.
How do we make people look naked on television? So I thought we'd start with the garment that I probably use most of the time, which is essentially just a strapless thong. This top part sticks roughly, I don't know, 2 or so inches below the belly button. This strap goes twixt the cheeks, and this sticks right on the back of the tailbone. And when it's on, you really can't see it when you're in this thigh profile.
So there you go. It is a strapless thong, which to me sounds like hell on earth.
I'm wearing one right now.
How is it?
Not as comfortable as the last one I had. The last one, they have a shelf life.
Sure.
Is when I wear them.
Is it flesh colored?
Yeah, they're all flesh colored, you know. I putt better with the one I'm wearing right now.
But you might wonder, Mike, how to get all that glue off your belly and your tailbone.
Well, it's just part of the process. Goo gone.
No, Steinrock has a tip.
Baby oil is great for removing tape from the nether regions. The first thing I do is I saturate the tape with oil. You can see it's starting to change color. That's how you know it's getting saturated. And you just kind of push the baby oil around until it all lifts up. And this is completely painless. It all just kind of flops until it's easy to remove.
Steinrock.
Yeah, buddy. Jessica Steinrock.
Do you want to keep talking about that region, Mike? Are you okay with that?
Yes, I like the nether region.
All right. This is the founder of a company called Laurels. And I had never heard of Laurels, L-O-R-A-L-S. She founded a replacement for the dental dam, which is essentially a tight pair of latex underwear for women. And here's the deal. Not only has it been approved, it tastes like vanilla cookies.
Yes! Yes, yes, Laurel's latex undies do protect against STIs during mouth fun. I've waited forever to be able to say that. We have just launched a new version of Laurel's that is FDA cleared to protect against STIs. If you don't know me, I'm Melanie.
Right, so so you're not making contact with the naughty bits.
Right, exactly.
I mean, other than through a thin layer of latex.
I believe, if I remember my family education training in high school and intermediate school, normally you would hold like a piece of rubber and use that. But now this is a garment.
Okay. I'm thinking.
Gross.
It's just if you, but hold, hear me out here.
Right.
I am thinking we have all met guys that have varying degrees of wanting to participate in that activity.
Sure.
There are guys that are all in, guys that can't get enough of that, and there are guys that will not do it under any circumstances, and then the vast majority of people fall somewhere in the middle. I think that's a fascinating thing for somebody that might not be, you know,
as into
thrilled
it.
With it all the time, that into it. Yeah. I think it'd be fun. I think it would be absolutely fun to try. Well, I mean, if you don't have to, especially if it's flavored.
Yeah, wait for the flavor, Mike.
Founder and CEO of Laurels. Laurels for protection are as ultra thin and stretchy as the original version of Laurels. We're so happy to be able to provide a dental dam alternative that's easy to use, wearable, and sexy.
Sexy. How do people end up talking like that as grown people?
And also, Mike, I don't like when bad things happen to good people, but if you're going to go... Twitch was started as a social platform, if I'm not mistaken, correct me, Oscar, for people to watch other people playing video games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now you can watch people cook on Twitch.
Anything. Yeah. Anything.
If you're going to do a cooking show, especially one that involves frying in grease, you might want to have a fire extinguisher.
Oh, God. I don't know what to do, guys. I don't know what to do. Help! I don't know what to do, you guys! Guys, I don't know what to do! Help! I don't have a fire extinguisher! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! I don't know what to do! Help! I need a fire extinguisher! I need to put this out! I don't know what to do! Help me, please! I need help!
She was not injured and remains with the same IQ as she had at the beginning of the grease fire. But I'm like, that's all I have for you today.
Wow,
that's it.
That's full on panic. Yeah.
Now leaving SoundCloud.
What happened to stop, please drop, and roll?
Wow. Sounds scary.
I was saying,
when I hear that, I'm like, could I use that at the end of the show? And then I'm thinking, no, that would just make people uncomfortable.
At least she didn't throw water on it. That's what you don't do to a grease fire.
You don't do that.
Right.
Gentlemen, both of you, I hope you continue your recoveries. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode.
The show is broken.
It should be fine.
But better than ever.
Better than ever. Thanks so much for all your support for Rob Speedwagon, Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.